Hare Krishna. So Krishna has wonderfully spoken about how to attain the Supreme by working in complete knowledge of the Supreme. So he has spoken all that. Now Krishna is going to speak something on Ashtanga Yoga. Actually, Ashtanga Yoga is the entire chapter, sixth chapter. But then, you know, Krishna is creating that eagerness in all of us to understand what is Ashtanga Yoga. So it's like, as I said, it's like a trailer before the movie comes. So let's see that in shloka number 27 and 28. Sparshan krutva bahir bhayamsh chakshus chaivantare bruhoho pranapano samau krutva nasa bhyantara charinau yatendriya mano buddhir munir moksha parayanah vigatecha bhaya krodho yah sada mukta eva sah. So here Krishna is saying, sparshan kritva bahir bhayamsh. So here, what is this person doing? The one who is practicing Ashtanga Yoga, basically the procedure is given what all basic things he does. The first thing that he does is sparshan kritva bahir bhayamsh. He shuts all the external sense objects. Chakshus chaivantare bruhoho. Antare bruhoho. So what he is doing? He is keeping the eyes and the vision concentrated between the eyebrows, in between. And then prana pano samau kritva nasa bhyantara charinau. Now he's suspending the inward and the outward breath within the nostril. Basically he's in the kumbhak state. Now we'll see all this in the next chapter. And then yatendriya mano buddhir. By doing all this, he's controlling his what? Indriya, senses. Manaha, mind, and buddhihi, that is intelligence. Munir moksha parayanaha. He's very much desiring for liberation. So he's doing all this endeavors. Vigatecha bhayakrodo. And since he's aspiring for liberation, he's also free from what? Icha, desire. Bhaya, fear. And krodho, that is anger. Yaha sada mukta evasaha. A person who is always in this state is certainly liberated. So basically we see that all these yoga processes that we are discussing, finally they are aiming at what? They are aiming at, we have to break the cycle of birth and death. That is what is very, very important. But that is what is the goal of life, goal of human form of life. If we cannot do that, then we have not done justice, not to this human form that is given by Krishna. So here there is a short summary that is given. Being engaged in Krishna consciousness, one can immediately understand one's spiritual identity. And then one can understand the Supreme Lord by means of devotional service. When one is well situated in devotional service, one comes to the transcendental position, qualified to feel the presence of the Lord in the sphere of one's activity. This particular position is called liberation in the Supreme. So first, when we start practicing bhakti, we understand who are we. Next, we understand the Supreme. And third, the highest stage is what? We start feeling the presence of the Lord in our life in various ways. And finally, the person gets Sakshat Darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way, if we just keep practicing bhakti, the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and various other rangas of bhakti, with practice what will happen? Slowly and steadily, one by one, the realizations will come and finally we'll attain the ultimate destination, that is Lord Shri Krishna himself. So now here, there's a summary that was given about this Ashtanga Yoga. Ashta Anga. Ashta means eight and Anga means different limbs. So there are eight-fold procedure that is given here. Eight different limbs are there in this yoga process. What are those? First, Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. So when it comes to Yama and Niyama, it basically talks about don'ts and do's. Asana, I'm sure asana everyone knows nowadays in this age of Kali Yuga. The yoga asanas are very, very famous. So that asanas, different asanas that people do. Pranayam is again a very, very deeper technique, you know, to control or stabilize one's own mind, intelligence. And then pratyahar. Pratyahar is the way by which the person withdraws his senses from the sense objects. And dharana, dhyana, samadhi, they are the different stages of trance, which is based basically on the time duration. So increasing time duration, the name is changing, that's it. So samadhi is the time when the person is able to be in trance for quite a good amount of time. So here it is given about pratyahar. So what is pratyahar? One has to drive out the sense objects such as sound, touch, form, taste and smell by the pratyahar process in yoga, and then keep the vision of the eyes between the two eyebrows and concentrate on the tip of the nose with half closed lids. So you can pause the video, go back and do this and try. And then it is said, there is no benefit in closing the eyes altogether. Why? What will happen when we close our eyes? We all have good experience. We'll go to sleep very nicely. And then, nor is there any benefit in opening the eyes completely. What will happen if you open the eyes completely? So much of distraction is around. We'll get distracted completely. So it's very important to have that half-closed eyes and then focus on the tip of the nose and whatever, whatever procedure is there. The breathing movement is restrained within the nostrils by neutralizing the up-moving and down-moving air within the body. Now don't ask me how to do this. So this is the procedure in which it works, the procedure of pranayama. By practice of such yoga, one is able to gain control over the senses, refrain from outward sense objects, and thus prepare oneself for liberation in the Supreme. So all this that the person is doing helps the person to control the senses, the first thing. And second, it helps not to get attracted to the sense objects for sense gratification. And third, finally, he is ready now, he is preparing himself for what? To attain the ultimate destination. This yoga process helps one become free from all kinds of fear and anger and thus feel the presence of the super soul in the transcendental situation. So there is a touch that is there. There is a touch of very nice touch of transcendence basically, where the person is able to feel the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or super soul basically. Ashtanga Yoga focuses on super soul. And when he feels the presence of the super soul, then where is the question of becoming fearful? There's always a person with him. So where's the question of becoming fearful? And where's the question of becoming angry? Because he knows very well that super soul is there in each and everyone's heart. And he's directing everyone in various ways. Why should I get angry on anyone? Because everyone is getting or moving and doing activities because they have been given instructions by the super soul. So in this way, he has got some higher realizations. That's what the point that I'm trying to make. But then in fact, we have not heard much about Ashtanga Yoga till now. But then when we hear in 6th chapter, we'll understand. It's not that easy. Especially now in this age of Kali Yuga. When we are short of time, energy and so many other things. So it is said that Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of executing yoga principles. A Krishna conscious person, however, being always engaged in devotional service, does not risk losing his senses to some other engagement. This is a better way of controlling the senses than by Ashtanga Yoga. See, finally, why people do Ashtanga Yoga? So that we control the senses. In Krishna consciousness, what happens is, the person is engaging all his senses in service of Krishna. And who is controlling the senses? The controller of senses, Rishikesha, is controlling our senses. So here, Krishna does most of the job for us. So this process is very, very easy. Just by investing little time every single day, a person can attain this stage of controlling the senses and various other things that a person attains by doing Ashtanga Yoga for a long, long, long duration. So in this way, Bhakti Yoga or Krishna Consciousness is very, very easy. Very easy and at the same time, su sukham kartum avyayam, very blissful. Like chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When we chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Obviously, it's very blissful because we're chanting the holy names of the Lord. When we're doing various other devotional activities, it's so blissful in the association of devotees. Whereas when it comes to Ashtanga Yoga, the person has to do it alone, the lonely soul. So in this way, Krishna is giving a summary of Ashtanga Yoga. Why is he giving this? Till now, he has described so many things about Nishkama Karma Yoga. So by practicing Nishkama Karma Yoga, what happens is, the person's heart becomes cleansed, purified. And only when his heart gets purified, he can get into Jnana Yoga, he can also get into Ashtanga Yoga. And here in this particular thing, in particular case, Krishna is actually trying to prove that how Ashtanga Yoga is greater than Jnana Yoga. This is what his explanation is for Arjuna. So anyways, we'll see this in a deeper way in chapter 6. So before we end chapter 5, there is one more shloka that is remaining, a very, very important shloka. And this is called as the greatest peace formula. All the ones were searching for peace and satisfaction. Here it is. Krishna is giving the answer in shloka number 29, the last shloka of chapter 5. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.